glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive and his glory is everywhere on the earth. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, what a privilege, what an honor to know you, to belong to you, to serve you. We're grateful for everything. Precious Jesus, visit that one listening. Reveal yourself to them. If they need healing, heal them. If they need salvation, save them. Whatever they need, Lord, you know the needs. The glory of the Lord is everywhere on the earth. Jesus is knocking on the door of every person's heart. And the chief end of man is to know him, to know the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When someone knows Jesus Christ, they know the Almighty God. It's a fascinating, fascinating revelation. The final result of knowing him is fellowship with him. That's what humans were born to do. Isn't it amazing? That's literally, let me say that again. That's what humans were born to do. This series is The Glory of the Lord, and I've been, it's been going on quite a while, and now I'm moving into fellowship with God. Why do I repeat these things? We need to hear them many times before it gets into our spirit person. We're like sheep. Jesus revealed that. We are, you know, we're foolish. It takes, you know, it takes a while for us to get it. And famous verse, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So it's hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and just over and over again. And so that's a practical thing that I encourage anyone to do. Just continually, you know, speak the word, say it, speak these wonderful truths and revelations. You know, even when we say things like, God is good. Amen. God is good all the time. Jesus is with me. I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. It is important to say these things. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. And, you know, for example, I'm holy, I'm accepted, I'm blameless, beloved. Amen. And it's, so how do we experience his glory? Three realms of prayer. Ask, seek, knock. Every day we have the privilege of getting to go through those three phases. And the third phase is that where we're close enough, we're knocking, and our spirit, our old nature is gone because we've gone through these phases of prayer. Fascinating that there's three realms of prayer. Jesus revealed that. There's three phases of knowing the Holy Spirit, really, if you look at it. I mean, but the glory of the Lord, to think that that's why humans were born. There's many reasons, probably too wonderful for us to understand, of why God created the human race. One is, a great man of God said this recently. I didn't think of this. He said it, God created man to destroy the enemy forever. And he did that through Jesus Christ. So, but there's this deep mystery about mankind. God made man in his image. But we see in Genesis 6 that God was sorry he had made man. Was grieved that he had made man. I mean, it's right there in Genesis. You can look that up. So let's be in that group of people who do say yes to Jesus and who are, let's just occupy. Let's just be in that. Let's do it. Let's serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Let's, what a privilege. The greatest privilege. If man was offered to know him for 1 second, that would be the greatest privilege for a human being. for just 1 second, if God offered himself, I mean, even just to see him, to know him for 1 second, that would be the greatest thing. And yet he's offered himself in totality to every person for all eternity. I want to just continue, though, to focus on the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Jesus himself. And he is God Almighty, the Holy Spirit, God Almighty. So glorious, so beautiful, so magnificent and radiant in splendor and perfections, and his glory fills his home, heaven, God's home, and is on and over all the earth. That's just incredible. It's truly incredible. Like, there's many wonderful things that flow from him. Okay? That all the wonderful things that he does and that he creates. For example, nature. Where I am, it's a beautiful time of the year. I mean, the golden sun and the blue sky and this just beautiful nature that God's created. Well, the glory of the Lord is infinitely greater than the most wonderful things in nature. No, we should enjoy nature for sure, but the glory of the Lord, that our greatest sin is if we ignore him, the Holy Spirit. That's our greatest sin. A great woman of God said that. It's how do you feel if you're in a situation and someone ignores you? It doesn't feel good, does it? Well, so practically, how do we experience this? Well, as I mentioned, three realms of prayer, three phases of knowing God. Seek him, you shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. And it's, a great man of God said that the highest spiritual attainments are easy to receive. Easy to receive. Salvation, easy. Just say, someone just says yes to the only true God. They don't have to even hear the gospel. And they're saved. Did you know every child under 5 is saved and in the kingdom of God? And if they die, they'll go to heaven? So really, it's almost, we could say with confidence that when someone gets to the age of accountability, which might be 6 years old or older, somewhere in that area, 6, 7, 8 years old, people choose self. And so they, you know, I say this with great reverence, and I don't have all the answers, but they were saved when they were under the age of 5. I mean, they were in God's kingdom, put it that way. So when someone gets to that age and they choose self, well, then they now have chosen self instead of God. It's the easiest choice, right? It's the easiest, absolute easiest choice in so many ways. But then actually salvation is simple and easy. And so every phase is simple and easy. But there is that seeking process where our old nature dies, and then we can know him. And it's basically like our spirit person already had the glory of God, but when our old nature dies, the glory of God in us can connect with the glory of God that's all around us. Amen. That's, to think that that's why humans were born and that's the purpose of man. But let's remember, Most people do not believe that. Most people don't accept it. Most people will not get saved. And how sad it is that believers also, we doubt these things, and we of course miss it. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. So you see that the truth is parallel. You know, even anointed men and women of God are going to have sins and failures and shortcomings, right? And weaknesses. I mean, even them. So God is so merciful. He's so merciful. He deals with us. He's patient with mankind. Jesus is knocking on the door of their heart. The Holy Spirit's convicting them. Everything about our awesome God, but put it this way, our awesome God and the gospel can never, ever, ever, He, the Lord God Almighty, could never, ever be put into human words. There's no extreme that we can say to express Him and all that He is, and His gospel, and His Son Jesus Christ, and what He offers to us can never ever. And the deepest reality of that is His glory. That's the anointing. And I've got a teaching here that I'm going to put it in the notes. In the summary of this, but I'm wanting this one message to just focus in on the glory of the Lord, because that's the answer and what can set us free, and that's the answer. It's not anything else. It's not knowing the Bible. It's not being in ministry. Those things are great. But the answer is knowing Him and His glory. That's the key. So I've got this teaching. It's from the Bible, that's wonderful. But I almost think it would be better for someone, and a great man of God actually says this as well. You know, he says, don't really search the Bible and so forth until you wait on the Lord and let Him touch you. Then everything works. Everything. The Bible totally comes alive. Everything. Ministry. He will lead us to intercede. He will show us things. He will reveal. It's about knowing Him. In fact, that's eternal life. Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they may know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. And you know, I want to add this in terms of, like, the Bible is so wonderful. It's God's holy word. But someone can study and know all about the Bible, but not know the Lord. And, you know, then they're just getting knowledge. Doesn't accomplish anything. And so here, let me finish with this. What's so wonderful about this, the answer is, His glory is so wonderful, and that's what we were made to do and born to do, is to experience Him and His glory. Literally, that's, you know, it's not even, like I said, it's not anything else. Nothing else. It's not, you know, again, somebody could even obey every commandment, all the Ten Commandments perfectly, do everything right, be in ministry their whole life, working 90 hours a week, you know, all their waking hours in ministry, doing ministry, okay? They can know the Bible memorize the whole Bible, okay? But if they haven't met and know, if they don't know the Lord himself, they're doing those things. All that they've done, really, a great man of God says this, all that they've done is rejected because that's in the flesh. So what are we then to do? Seek him with our whole heart. Love the Lord your God with all you have. Seek him. And those things I mentioned, those are great. I mean, yes. Continue in ministry. Continue seeking the Lord. Continue interceding. Yes. But let's make our preeminent thing seeking the Lord himself and his presence. That's the key. And we, when we meet him, he's the only one we will want. He's the only thing. I mean, nothing else even comes close. Nothing else comes close. Tears become our language. We just want to serve him, and we're so grateful that he's so merciful. Those times when we didn't seek him, he forgives and forgets, and his mercies are new today. You know, no matter how far someone is from him, no matter what they've done, if they come to him in humility and repentance, he'll receive them. Glory to God. Here's just a list. I'll finish with this. Jesus loves. Jesus saves. Jesus heals. Jesus delivers. Jesus redeems. Jesus reveals. Amen. Jesus teaches. Jesus leads. He's the great good shepherd. We're his sheep. He leads. He sets free. He anoints. He gives. Amen. Jesus gives. He gives. In fact, all the time. He gives himself. He gives the kingdom. He gives eternal life. He forgives. He knocks on the door of our heart. He convicts. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He gives. He said, "Joy." "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." He gives peace. He says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." He gives joy. He gives glory to God forever.